Print the system status log, Wu said. The log was a record of the system over the last few hours. Arnold pressed a button, and they heard the hum of a printer in the corner. Wu walked over to it. Arnold stared at the screen. The box now turned from flashing yellow to red, and the message now read, Auxiliary power fail. Numbers began to count backward from 20. What the hell is going on? Arnold said. Cautiously, Tim moved a few yards out along the muddy path into the sunshine. He peered around the waterfall and saw the Tyrannosaur lying on its side, floating in the pool of water below.
I hope he's dead, Lex said.
Tim could see he wasn't. The dinosaur's chest was still moving, and one forearm twitched in spasms. But something was wrong with him. Then Tim saw the white canister sticking in the back of the head by the indentation of the ear.
He's been shot with a dart, Tim said. Good, Lex said. He practically ate us.
Tim watched the labored breathing. He felt unexpectedly distressed to see the huge animal humbled like this. He didn't want it to die.
It's not his fault, he said.
Oh, sure, Lex said. He practically ate us, and it's not his fault.
He's a carnivore. He was just doing what he does.
You wouldn't say that, Lex said, if you were in his stomach right now.
Then the sound of the waterfall changed. From a deafening roar, it became softer, quieter. The thundering sheet of water thinned, became a trickle, and stopped.
Timmy, the waterfall stopped, Lex said.
It was now just dripping like a tap that wasn't completely turned off. The pool at the base of the waterfall was still. They stood near the top and the cave-like indentation filled with machinery, looking down.
Waterfalls aren't supposed to stop, Lex said.
Tim shook his head.
It must be the power. Somebody turned off the power.
Behind them, all the pumps and filters were shutting down, one after another, the lights blinking off, and the machinery becoming quiet. And then there was the thunk of a solenoid releasing, and the door marked Maint 04 swung slowly open. Grant stepped out, blinking in the light, and said, Good work, kids. You got the door open.
We didn't do anything, Lex said.
The power went out, Tim said.
Never mind that, Grant said. Come and see what I've found. Arnold stared in shock. One after another, the monitors went black. And then the room lights went out, plunging the control room into darkness and confusion. Everyone started yelling at once. Muldoon opened the blinds and let light in, and Wu brought over the printout.
Look at this, Wu said. You shut down at 5:13 this morning, and when you started back up, you started with auxiliary power.
Jesus, Arnold said. Apparently main power had not been on since shutdown. When he powered back up, only the auxiliary power came on. Arnold was thinking that was strange when he suddenly realized that was normal. That was what was supposed to happen. It made perfect sense. The auxiliary generator fired up first, and it was used to turn on the main generator because it took a heavy charge to start the main power generator. That was the way the system was designed. But Arnold had never before had occasion to turn the main power off. And when the lights and screens came back on in the control room, it never occurred to him that main power hadn't also been restored. But it hadn't. And all during the time since then, while they were looking for the wrecks and doing one thing and another, the park had been running on auxiliary power. And that wasn't a good idea. In fact, the implications were just beginning to hit him.